Coach Monty Lee and your Clemson Tiger baseball team open the season on February 18th, and you can be there for every game by purchasing your season tickets. Home series include matchups against Miami, Florida State, NC State, Georgia Tech, as well as our annual home games against South Carolina and Georgia, and many more. So log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your Clemson baseball tickets and come back home to Clemson.
A new year comes with new excitement, new ambitions, new milestones. Is this the year you pop the question, have a child, celebrate a major anniversary? At Diamonds Direct, we're here for you, now more than ever. With our vast selection of exquisite hand-picked diamonds, our world-renowned designer jewelry collections, our industry-leading warranties and guarantees, and our people. People with a passion for helping you mark any occasion with something that's both meaningful and timeless. And our commitment to providing exceptional value is stronger than ever in the new year. Whether you're just starting out on a tight budget or whether you're splurging on that 30th anniversary gift, Diamonds Direct will make sure you get the price that you expect from America's premier direct diamond importer. Welcome to a new year and welcome to Diamonds Direct, where extreme value combines with the ultimate luxury shopping experience to create that truly magical moment for the milestones in your life. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. On Woodruff Road, across from Target.
Hey everybody, it's Lonzo. You've heard me talk about the Health Air and their incredible results. You're skeptical? I was too. But the results are real and people's lives are being changed. Just like mine, I lost 200 pounds of fat, put on 40 pounds of muscle, and I feel great. There's no other program like the Health Air, and it's easy. You can still have fast food. You don't have to live with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, or sleep apnea. The Health Air will reverse those symptoms in 30 days or you get your money back. Stop waiting. Take control of your health today and visit iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clemson has been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Quack and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Quack and Kelly.
And glad to have you with us. We are live on The Roar on a Friday, January 14, 2022. Boy, what a treat we have inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Kelly Graham literally just walked in the door. We can give her a few minutes to eat her Jimmy John's.
Her food got here before she did.
Yeah.
That is planning. That is efficiency.
I heard the doorbell ring out there because we now have a doorbell system in The Roar. Safety, health and safety protocols.
If by the way, the doorbell sounds like the Taco Bell gong.
Yeah, I
want a fajita every time I hear it.
Honestly, I was out in the lobby. I was listening to y'all's show and I thought Ben just hit the loudest hotkey that I've ever heard in all my life while everyone's talking. But so I had to sign for Kelly's food. It was amazing. And I did use Kelly's card and I only tipped 214%. So,
yes.
So yes. The bill's in the mail there. All right. The breaking news that came at the end of the last segment, which I first of all, I thought I got a great show today. I had a million topics bounce around. Fantastic. It got my juices flowing a little bit. And then Jim Phillips put the icing on the cake with his thoughts on expansion and a lack thereof, shall we say. Ben, I think this is refreshing, okay? From one perspective, if you really think that the only thing that can save college football's expansion, this is a bad, bad day for you. I think that argument has been rebutted several ways. Like, how about the fact that the fully expanded FCS playoffs have had like three champions in 11 years?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that in the NFL, Tom Brady makes the Super Bowl every year. Expanded playoffs don't mean that more, it doesn't mean more representation at the end. It means more representation in the middle. That's fine. But Jim Phillips is basically saying, how about we ask the players first? How about we consider their perspective and the impact on them before we just go willy-nilly in what I called on Twitter just a second ago, a ready, fire, aim approach to just expand however, whenever, with whoever.
Jim Phillips is suggesting that we not start adding on an addition to the house while the other end is on fire.
Bingo. Bingo.
What an idiot!
You mentioned this to me, and I was going to come in guns blazing on this, and I'm glad we're on the same page.
Fired up Quok is my favorite, by the way, especially at 12:07, 12:09.
The initial Twitter reactions to this, the first tweet I saw about this was actually someone cautioning people not to read too much into the overreactions to this. And so, of course, I'm going to find the overreactions, and I found them. And what I don't understand is, we were on this show and us on this station over the summer when we were at ACC kickoff, I believe, when the rumors about Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC came out. And you could argue that the tenor and the nature of all of these discussions stem from that. I think this would have been a seamless transition to an expanded playoff where everybody's holding hands and singing Kumbaya at the podium and probably finishing each other's sentences, except that Greg Sankey and Texas and Oklahoma colluded to ruin lives. And they did it under the guise that they're going to do what's best for the SEC and they're looking out for themselves, and it was an opportunity they couldn't pass up. And guess what we saw in the media? What we saw was either a neutrality, where we basically saw, now Ben, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about this, because I do, I don't know if you noticed, but I do have a tendency to be a little bit hot under the collar for no reason. So you tell me if I'm a little bit off base here.
I have never heard that ever.
No, I know. It's one of my hidden talents. We saw the reactions in the media go from neutral, like, oh, this is the thing that happened, and we'll see, to overwhelming support for the SEC monolith. Oh, man, this is a game. This is radical change. Wow, unbelievable. This is bold, courageous stances of leadership by Greg Sankey. We read these columns, and on our station, where we're based in an ACC backyard, we're a flagship station of an ACC school, we were going, oh, my gosh, this is going to make it so much more difficult for everybody else. This can't be good for everybody else.
Right.
And then the alliance was formed. And guess what happened when the alliance was formed? All the people who were like, wow, amazing. Greg Sankey's a freaking genius. Him and Bill Gates are on the Mount Rushmore of genius. Wow, this is incredible. Oh, my God. All the people that wrote all those pieces were like, how dare the ACC and the Big Ten and the Pac-12 collude to undermine the greatness of the SEC? And they just blah, 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 blah. And they're yelling and screaming about what everybody else is doing in their own self-interest. And here again today, Jim Phillips says our league does not want to expand. And now Jim Phillips is a caveman drawing with sticks 15,000 years ago and trying to use hieroglyphs and papyrus to communicate instead of being forward thinking like the elite among us in the SEC. It is so outrageous, the double standard by the commentariat, the national media that talk about these things, and the college football folks at large, who seem to be just, I mean, look, when it comes to racial issues, oh, we are pro-athlete. Whatever the athletes say goes. When it comes to name, image, and likeness, oh, man, you've never met anyone more pro-athlete than me. When it comes to any sort of issue, oh, we will fight over each other for who is more pro-athlete. There's never been anyone who's more pro-athlete than whoever wrote the latest pro-athlete column. Never anyone. trying to out-Wolken each other, okay? Until it comes to this, where Jim Phillips says, you know what, maybe we should ask an athlete, and everyone's like, I cannot believe that you don't want what's best for the game. And what's best for the game is what's best for the athlete. In all of these instances across media, until just this moment, when Jim Phillips brought up a pro-athlete take that is not pro-money, pro-SEC, pro-whatever, I think it is fascinating to watch this.
And he, did he not, though, maybe as important as the student-athlete is, and he's trying to make it about them, I mean, what a crazy thought. Is he not really saying, I'm pro health of the sport?
Yes.
And we have not had that. And see, which is the underlying issue in all this, and we've talked about it so many times on every show, is there is no one that appears to be doing that. He is, in effect, doing what Mark Emmert should be doing and saying, no, wait a minute. We're going to make sure that the sport is in a good place before we start building on to the sport. There are bigger issues at hand. Brad John Kwok, your Kwok. I feel like now when it comes to expansion right now, I think he's in the minority.
Yes.
With his peers, with his colleagues. When it comes to the matter of speaking up for the overall health of the sport, I don't think he's in the minority. I just think he's the one that's falling on the sword here.
Well, and for a lot of his colleagues and peers, I think you are between a rock and a hard place. Because on the one hand, college athletics and athletics in generally is now about, lest you forget, Major League Baseball and the Players Association aren't even talking. Because everyone subscribes to the notion from Wall Street, we have it in our stock watch. Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed, good. That's the Gordon Gekko approach to things. And there is this thought in athletic circles, and I know it's true because we wouldn't have gotten to this point if it wasn't, that more revenue means more opportunities to do nicer things for student athletes. And nobody asked them what was nice. Nobody asked them if they'd rather have it in their pocket. We just built them big facilities and said, you know what? This is good for you. You take it, right? More money means more opportunities for more student athletes. And we've drawn that through line all the way. And we've said, this is good for athletes. What Jim Phillips is saying is, you know what? There might be a breaking point where more money is maybe not good for athletes if it comes at their expense. And we should probably just ask them. And we should probably take into account people who have already played as many games as you possibly can, whether or not they would like to have played two more games or three more games. And let's be clear about this, too. I'm sort of giving the moralizing take on this. But the reality is Jim Phillips is also not anti-expansion. He is saying, let's not expand until 2026 when we have to expand. And let's use the time that we have between now and then to put out the fire in the house, like you're talking about.
Right. And look, the dirty little secret is, Jim Phillips is not the one standing in the way of expansion. That group of men and women were not going to agree anyway.
That's right.
I mean, they were not going to be unanimous on this anyway. 2026 is always going to be the earliest that this is going to happen. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the difference in 2 years. Expand early or wait till the contract expires and then go at it then. It'll be easier then, because I don't believe it has to be unanimous at that time. But they weren't going to see, and I wonder if maybe if Jim Phillips is not grandstanding here a little bit in that he knows that it's not going to happen anyway. Therefore, let me use this as an opportunity to highlight the other issues with the sport. Does that make sense?
Yes. And now you've piqued my political interest, because this is what happens in politics all the time.
Absolutely, it does.
Where you have people knowing a bill is not going to pass, who maybe will be like, oh, shucks, I was so for this. Oh, I was ready to compromise and I was for it, but gosh darn it, we just don't have the votes. And so you are pandering because it doesn't cost you anything. And I think in this case, it doesn't cost Jim Phillips anything because as I told Brad on the changeover here, there is no way in the world that anybody was going to come out anti-expansion at the moment. Nobody else had. Everybody had concerns. And I think nobody was staunchly pro-expansion, except maybe Sankey. And Bowlesby, I think, probably is, for whatever reason, like he's been, I think he and like Sankey waved a watch over his eyes and said, you're getting very sleepy and hypnotized him. Because Sankey stole his soul and stomped on it for months. And Bowlesby is still like, why would y'all get along? Like if I was Bowlesby, I wouldn't even be in that room anymore. I can't even look at Greg Sankey the way that went down. So I think there's nothing for him to lose and everything to gain for him to be the only voice in the room that says, not right now for X, Y, and Z, fairly good reasons.
Yeah, because if it feels like everybody wants expansion, it's what they have not agreed on at all is all the qualifiers and I mean, really the more important stuff. The number of teams is really not the most important thing. It's how we get those teams. And that's what they don't agree on. I will leave it to you and Kelly to dissect social media and all of the crazy conclusions that have now been drawn because they're funny. My favorite one in the 30 seconds I was able to look at it is that it was the thought that from one, you know, person was, well, clearly this means that the ACC is scared of the notion of playing a group of five team in the first round of playoff. I mean, clearly that's what this is all about. Like, okay.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Except for, I think you and I came up with South Florida.
Yeah. And Marshall, that, like, back in 1998. Yeah,
so the South Florida, the only group of five that we can think of that Dabo Swinney has ever lost to. Yep, that's the reason.
Yep.
That's the reason.
Yep. Keep dreaming, awesome. Folks. Keep dreaming. Ben, thank you for holding down the fort for a little bit.
Yeah, I hope Kelly's enjoyed her Jimmy John's.
For sure. When we come back, we're going to take Bryce's phone call and go to Brett Friedlander. More to come. Out of Bounds, Hour 1 continues after this.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers make their long-awaited return to Little John Coliseum as they play host to the Boston College Eagles. Each ACC game at home is always electric, and the Tigers look to defend home court with a win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
Edwards Ford in Walhalla wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
It's bow time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly. The only show where a stuffed panda can actually become a co-host. Hey, the bar's low. Noon to 3 p.m. every day on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere.
Hour one continues Out of Bounds. Brett Freeland is going to join us in moments talking about the Jim Phillips commentary, obviously. And then we'll get into some ACC hoops talk with him. This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Clemson Sock Shop. Did I ever say on air, I know I said that I completed my Christmas shopping at Clemson Sock Shop. Did I ever say what I bought? Did I ever say that on air?
I feel like you said you bought socks for all of your cousins or something.
Okay, so our cousin on my mom's side, we do Secret Santa. And so we have one cousin that we buy for every year. And my cousin, it was my cousin Davis, who is an avid golfer. And I bought the last pair of socks that they had at Clemson Sock Shop that had a golfer on it, putting on the green. And it said this, "Talk birdie to me." Great pair of socks.
Excellent.
Pair of socks. That's the kind of stuff you can expect from Clemson Sock Shop. Wore our Cheez-It Bowl socks. Remember that? That was
I
an
wore
elite
those
show.
Last night. I love them. They super
your
comfortable.
Outfit.
Well, no, I didn't wear them on TV. That Cheez-It would have to pay me a lot of money to do that. But I wore them to sleep for the 3.5 hours that I slept.
They're thick and cozy. They're thick and cozy, I gotta
say. I
like
them a lot.
Go by and see our friends at Clemson Sock Shop, Newtique Boutique, Pendleton Square in downtown Pendleton. All right, now we get to Brett Friedlander, NSJOnline.com. He writes for the North State Journal. He's at B Freed ACC. We got a lot to cover with Brett today. What's up, Brett?
Hey, not much. Just kind of sitting here with my furry buddy waiting for you to call and talk some ACC. Actually figuring hoops, but, you know, football is always on the mind. And, you know, Jim Phelps today, his comments, and that's front and center, I guess, right?
Yes. I want to get your take before we dive into this, because I gave my take in the first segment. I've not heard from Kelly yet. What is your take on the Jim Phelps position that the ACC appears to be in lockstep with one another, saying now is not the time to expand?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I'm not a big fan of Jim Phelps at this point. Right now he seems to be a follower rather than a leader, and love John Swofford or hate him, John Swofford was a leader and a decisive one, and I don't get that vibe from Jim Phelps. So there's that. But in this particular case, I think there's a reason and there's a method to his madness here for not, you know, going along with, you know, the drive to expand. Right now, the ACC does not have a lot of leverage in college sports. It's basically all SEC, Big Ten, and Notre Dame. And the reason is because of their TV contracts. And, you know, obviously with the SEC, the competitive, you know, situation in football. But the only bit of leverage the ACC has right now is playoff expansion. And they've got to go along with it for it to happen. And so there are other things, and in particular NIL, and, you know, the way the NCAA is set up, and so I think that by punting on the expansion talk, the ACC remains relevant in the conversation on these other things. It still maintains its leverage, and as soon as it gets rid of that leverage by, you know, seeding the playoff, it's juice in the playoff conversation, then really the ACC becomes irrelevant in the other issues. And so I think that is the reason why Jim Phelps punted on it today.
Do you believe him, Brett, when he says that this is not about Notre Dame?
No, I do not. I think it's all about Notre Dame, because that's the other thing with the leverage. You know, the ACC, if Notre Dame is going to join a conference, it's going to be the ACC. If Notre Dame joins the ACC, it's going to mean huge money for the ACC. Just look at last year and the interest in the, you know, and the whole two teams in the playoff thing. And so I think this has a lot to do with Notre Dame. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Now, I want to follow up on that, because it does feel like that is maybe a way to, and I don't believe him on that either. I think all of these are legitimate concerns that he said in the past, but I'm not sure that Notre Dame is a non-factor, as he said. I think it's one of the many factors there.
I mean, follow the money. Come on.
Yeah, I totally get that. Do you think this is his way of maybe trying to gain or trying to manufacture leverage for himself? Because as you said, he did walk into a situation where he really doesn't have a lot of leverage with Notre Dame. He doesn't have a lot of leverage with the committee. Yep. And so what do? You basically outvote the SEC. You get the alliance together with the other two leagues.
Yep.
It feels like his entire tenure has been trying to put himself in an advantageous position. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. And when it comes to Notre Dame, you know, the four team playoff is the biggest leverage that the ACC can have right now, because if Notre Dame is a one loss team, it is probably not getting in the playoff, a four team playoff, over a one loss conference champion. Why? Because it's not a conference champion. And so that would be the driving force that would really force Notre Dame's hand into getting into a conference. And again, as we said, you know, if it's getting in a conference because of that bill, that grant of rights that is signed for the other sports, it's getting into the ACC. And so, right now that's the biggest way to force Notre Dame to get into the ACC. And so, because if the playoff expands to 12 teams, then Notre Dame is probably going to get in as a one loss football team. So what is the incentive to join the ACC? Zero, because, you know, they've got their own TV contract. You know, they've got a pipeline into the playoffs. So yeah, this definitely creates maximum leverage for the ACC.
Brett, I know we are going to ask you about basketball, I assume, Kwok, at some point. But I do want to ask you about Gene Chizik and this hire that Mac Brown made. You were conversing with us last week talking about some potential names that were being thrown out there. What's your take on the Chizik hire?
Well, yes, Will Muschamp was one of the names that was being discussed. But the,
of course, you can't have an open job without bringing up Will Muschamp.
No. But they didn't go boom. They went back to the future. They, you know, it's funny, the hiring came on a Saturday, but it was like throwback Thursday because, you know, first Mac is back, now Gene Chizik's back. You have to say it's a good hire because the last time Gene Chizik was the defensive coordinator at UNC, they went 11-1 in the regular season and won the Coastal Division and came a really dubious offside call on an onside kick from having a shot at winning the ACC championship. So it's in theory, it's a great hire. In practice, we'll see. And defense at this point is really one of only many issues that the Tar Heels are going to have to deal with this offseason. But it's a good start because you still have to replace Sam Howell, and they've got a couple of candidates to do that, but we just don't know how that's going to work. And they've got to rework that offensive line. So, they've got other issues. This is not the, that seminal moment that is going to bring, the success that everybody predicted when Mac Brown returned, but it is definitely a step in the right direction.
Visiting with Brett Friedlander here on the program talking ACC. You can follow him on Twitter at BFriedACC. When you look at the weekend of hoops, there's a lot of sort of, I would say, sort of interesting games because we still don't really know a lot about these teams. One where I'm really interested is because if you listen to the commentary about the league, you would swear that Wake Forest is ahead of Virginia because Virginia is so down and they've got so many issues. And look at exciting Wake Forest. Oh, my gosh. And you look up, Virginia's 4-2, Wake is 3-3, and they face off at 4:30 tomorrow. What do you make of this matchup?
Yeah, my opinion on Virginia goes back and forth literally every time they play. I thought they were on the come. I thought they were definitely one of the teams that seemed to have gotten it together, and their future Hall of Fame coach had finally got them to buy in defensively. And then they went and just got boat raced by the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill last Saturday. I was at the Duke Wake Forest game, and let me just say that score is extremely deceiving. Wake Forest was up by 2 with about 30 seconds to go in the first half. They turned the ball over. Duke got a 3. They turn the ball over again. Duke gets another 3 to finish the final, the final 30 seconds of the half with a 6-point run, and then they go on a 14-2 spurt to start the second half. Outside of that 6-minute stretch, Wake outscored Duke by 8 points. So while Duke really put it in Death Star mode, and Paolo Banchero is the real deal. First time I got a chance to see him in person this year, and I was extremely impressed. And A.J. Griffin looked great, too. But Alondis Williams scored 25 points. Jake Laravia had 3 fouls and sat out that 6-minute stretch. So I'm not going to give up on the Deacons just yet. I still think Wake Forest is the better team right now. But this is the ACC, so talk to me next week and we'll talk.
It changes every single week, Brett. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And, I know the NC State game was at Louisville and they blew out Louisville, really. And I'm assuming you watched most of that game. NC State, We know they're dealing with some injuries and that was a really good win for them. What's your take on the Louisville situation? I see a lot of the local media that I follow in the Louisville area. I mean, so many of them are just done with Chris Mack. What are your thoughts on that situation?
Well, keep this in mind, too. They were a circus shot at the end of the shot clock late in a tie game away from losing to NC State and Raleigh, too, earlier this season. So, I don't know what to tell you about them, but it's an epidemic in the ACC, and it's they're not immune to it. I mean, they've looked great at times, and the very next game they've looked terrible. So I don't know what to make of Lou. I don't know what to make of a lot of teams in this league. But NC State is another one. Listen to this stat. This is crazy. NC State has won 6 of its last seven road games, six of its last seven ACC road games dating back to last year. And they've lost at home to the likes of Clemson and now Florida State. And it's mind-boggling how this conference goes. And then Virginia Tech, I still think that's a really talented team. I mean, Aluma and Mutz are you know, two of the better players in this league, and yet they're 0-4 in the ACC. And, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
All right, let's talk Virginia Tech then, because they face a Notre Dame team that Clemson fans saw a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Shoot the ball, very talented. Short bench, not a deep rotation, but guys that can all really play. Does Virginia Tech get their first league win? They're the only team without one at this point.
Yeah, and they're playing at home. But again, they lost by 19 at home to to Wake Forest, and lost at home to NC State. So that's a team that really is in desperate need of a win. I would say that we're going to see we're going to learn a lot from Virginia Tech on Saturday against Notre Dame, because this is must-win territory at this point. Now we're not just talking about ACC tournament seeding. You know, we're talking about your postseason chances here. You can't afford these kind of home losses now, given the way they've started, and given, you know, the fact that the ACC, last I checked in KenPom, was number five conference in the country, and the number five conference didn't get seven or eight bids. So, you know, you better win that game. And, you know, another one is Florida State and Syracuse. I mean, both of those teams are in situations where you can't afford bad losses anymore. You better win games, because when it comes to Selection Sunday, and we still have a ways to go, we got 2 months to go, but it's still, every time you play, it gets a little bit closer. You can't afford losses at this point. You better win games, especially when you're playing other teams in the middle or at the bottom of the league. Because when you play the Dukes, or theoretically the North Carolinas at home, or even maybe Wake Forest now, when you go to Winston-Salem, you don't need to lose games. I mean, you just don't, because right now everybody but Duke is on the bubble.
Agreed. And losing games is bad, Brett. It's just bad. You know, no one likes losing. Losing
worse,
is bad. Winning is good.
But it's worse in this year, in this ACC, at this time of year.
It's true. No, you're right. Because I think Miami's really going to benefit, because they have a signature
Absolutely.
Win. And it yep. really depends which of these other bubble teams can find a way to beat Duke. One more for you, Brett. The big game in the triangle on this weekend is on Sunday. Number 4, NC State hosting number 16, yep. Duke, in women's hoops. NC State has been so good at home. Do you feel like they step on the throat again, kind of like they did against North Carolina?
Yes. It's a sellout. They've already sold it out. Duke showed some vulnerability, although Virginia Tech is a really good team. So losing to them, and I can't remember where that game was, but even especially if it was in Blacksburg, is no crime. But, talking to Kara Lawson before the season, she admitted that while she has a talented roster, it's still a building program, and they've got a ways to go. I think this is a game that NC State takes care of business. I don't think they're as impressive as they were against Carolina. Number one, because it's not Carolina, and that rivalry between State and Duke is not quite as heavy. And the other thing is, next Thursday, they've got Louisville. And so if there's like a trap game where they're looking ahead, this would be it. But I don't think this team is in a situation where it's looking ahead, because to this team, the regular season is just a vehicle to getting to where they really want to be, and that's past the Sweet 16. So I don't think they're going to get caught up too much in that rivalry and in that matchup. So I think that they're going to be pretty focused, and I think they'll take care of business. And I don't think it will be a sweater, a game where they got to sweat it out.
Very interesting stuff. Brett, as always, we look forward to Fridays when we can visit with you. We enjoy it. Enjoy a jam-packed weekend. Try to stay warm if you can. I know the entire Eastern Seaboard is about to get hammered. I know we're hunkering down, so hunker down, and look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Yeah, I've got Georgia Tech in North Carolina tomorrow at 8, so I think before then I'll run to the grocery store and stock up on my milk, bread, and eggs, right? Because, we are going to get six snowflakes.
Bread dunked in milk. Yum.
That's right.
Oh, man. Enjoy, Brett. Thanks, man. You too. Okay. That is Brett Freelater joining us. Yeah, the old milk sandwiches.
Oh,
milk sandwiches,
delicious. Add some pickles.
All right, let's take a break and we come back. I want to get Kelly's thoughts on the expansion comments from Jim Phillips. We got a lot to discuss. NFL playoffs today. We got college hoops to talk about. Hour one continues after this.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Relax. With a mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union, you'll get low rates up to 90% financing and pay no private mortgage insurance. And for a limited time only, receive our discounted interest rate without paying the 1% discount point fee. Apply now at foundersfcu.com/mortgage. Founders is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions apply. Not all loan types are eligible for promotional interest rates. Promotion ends on February 28, 2022. Institution NMLS ID number 410646.
Don Munson here with a special announcement. Buff City Soap Greenville is opening this Friday at the Shops at Green Ridge. Shop opening weekend for a 20% discount. And the first 50 customers in line Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sunday at noon will get free soap for a year. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. At Buff City Soap, you'll find delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. 20% off anything in the store, plus free soap for a year for the first 50 customers this weekend at Buff City Soap, Greenville.
Stay ahead of the game and ready for your lawn's maintenance with a Wright mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Wright mowers dealer in the Carolinas. Check out the lineup of Wright commercial and residential mowers at one of the great Landscaper Supply stores. Don't wait until spring to shop the Wright mower selection or get service on your current Wright mower. Landscaper Supply provides all of your landscaping tools and equipment easily. Greenville, Greer, Anderson, and Simpsonville. Online, landscapers-supply.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership started only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
The average inch loss at the Health Fair is 17 inches in 30 days. That's straight off the belly. Our secret is we only target belly fat that causes stroke, heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, even cancer. The Health Fair is so easy, you can still have your ribeye, baked potato, and your favorite drink. Sounds too good to be true, but we guarantee your waistline will shrink or your money back. This month, join the Health Fair and get a week's worth of groceries for free. Buy one program, get one free. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME.
Better sleep means a better you. That's why Mattress Firm made the Rest Assured promise, featuring the best mattresses from America's best brands, like the Tempur Breeze collection, so you can sleep up to 8 degrees cooler. Available now with a $300 instant gift, good toward sleep accessories. Our sleep experts have over 200 hours of training, so you can rest assured we'll find the right bed for you. Only at Mattress Firm, America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
on Out of Bounds. It's hour number one here on the day before, not the day before, the 2 days before the snow. When is the snow supposed to come?
I mean,
I haven't really been keeping close watch on it until now.
You know, in scouring the very, well.
Yeah, give me an update. Yeah, you're our meteorologist.
Scouring the various sources, there may be some scattered snow, ice, sleet situations during the day on Saturday. Okay. But like the system itself is not coming until Saturday night.
Early Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning. And so, like, my first thought was, you know, if you're going to, let's say, the men's soccer parade, which starts at 3:30.
Yes.
Remember the first football parade when it snowed? Remember that?
Yeah.
It snowed at the first Natty Parade, and then everyone went inside for the Virginia game.
But it was super light.
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting in the stands and you're looking up and you're thinking, is this snow?
But it was really freaking cold, though.
It was really very cold. Oh,
and I don't remember the second one being advert. I think the weather was much better.
Yeah.
I think I had a women's game, and so I had to travel that day. And so I, like, that's just a fleeting memory in my mind because I didn't go. I wasn't a part of that. This men's soccer parade, 3:30, it's going to start at Sykes and go down 93 to Riggs. And so you've got that stretch of road.
So kind of the first Friday parade path, I guess.
Very much so. And then what they're going to do is at the end of that, they kind of break it up. And then I would encourage people, like, mingle around downtown. You might not be able to leave your house for days, man. You might as well go get a meal downtown and then go to the men's basketball game against Boston College, and the men's soccer national championship team is going to be honored at halftime there.
Nice.
So 3:30 parade, get you some food, maybe, you know, go down to Tiger Sports Shop, get you some gear, right? Some of that Nike sideline apparel, a poofy coat. Change out your poofy coat, and then go to men's basketball against Boston College at 6:30. So there's that. I feel like that's a good Saturday plan for everybody. And I think by the time, my point saying that is, I think by the time you leave Little John, say 9, if you got to drive home, there might be a little bit of precipitation there, but the roads won't be bad. Like, obviously, you'll still be able to travel. What I have seen is that our winter storm watch for the area essentially spans 24 hours. From midnight on Sunday, so that'd be Saturday night midnight, mm-hmm. to midnight on Monday, which would be Sunday night.
Okay, and what are we talking inches-wise? I've heard a lot of different numbers.
I don't know. Look, if it depends on the snow-ice mix.
It depends where you are, I guess.
It depends on the snow-ice mix. South of 85, you're going to get what you're used to getting, which is kind of...
Remember, I'm just south.
You're just south of 85, but you're the northern south of 85. Because, like, my grandparents and my aunt and uncle, they live...
I'm not talking Anderson. Yeah.
Right.
Because Anderson, you're south.
Anderson, south of 85, it's looking like maybe, if I had to put a guesstimate on it, maybe, like, I don't know, a split of ice and snow. Like, for us here, it's always a little tricky because Clemson Seneca... at times gets more snow than the surrounding area, and at times gets less. I can't really figure that out, right?
Hmm.
So right around here, it could be heavy. It feels like northern Greenville, Spartanburg County is probably going to get a higher percentage of snow than maybe northern Oconee, Pickens County, for instance, based on, you know, the plethora of sources. But I'm not sure anybody's going to be able to escape icy conditions. And so thank God that they're already... Lee and I were talking about this last night, and she made the statement, you know, normally the weather is terrible leading up to these events, so they can't actually treat the roads until after.
Quack.
But they've been able to treat the roads this week. You can tell that there are some roads that have already been treated.
What a great point by Leah, by the way.
Yeah.
On my drive from GSP to Clemson today, the point where you get off on 153, I was like, am I driving on a dirt road? That's what 85 felt like because they were putting so much salt and whatever else they put on there. I don't know exactly. Don't come at me for that. I don't know. But they're putting whatever solution, the anti-snow solution that they put on the highway. And Kwok, we do have, of course, a very reputable source on this, Roy Philpott, at Roy Philpott on Twitter. And he says this 20 hours ago. National Weather Service doing a great job, already putting most of upstate SC under a winter storm watch with early projections of 4 to 6 inches along I-85, with more expected further north. So if Roy says it, it's going to happen.
You know what? Roy studies those models. He's like, I'm actually just parroting meteorologists. Roy's actually studying the models. So he's going one step below me. Like, you know how a lot of times I like to do like statistical research for myself instead of just reading somebody else's research?
Sure.
I like to look up those numbers. That's how Roy is with weather. He doesn't want to just read or listen to what somebody else thinks about the models. Roy's actually looking at models, man. He's looking at models. He's out there. He's in the weeds and the graphs numbers. And charts. He's like Charlie Day, where he's up there at the board and he's doing his arms. You know what I'm talking about? That meme of Charlie Day just doing his arms. That's Roy when it comes to wintry weather. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He gets hyped.
Text from the 864 says, interstates are being done this morning. I've been behind them all day. Well, bless your heart. Bless
yes,
your heart.
Yes, I totally get that.
That's upsetting.
Quack, speaking of snow. When it snows on Sunday, I would encourage most people to stay in your homes. And speaking of homes, I want to tell you about Brown Haven.
Oh,
we got there. Pivot. We got there. Is your family growing or are your home needs changing? The home buying process can be very overwhelming and you may be in the market for a new home. At Brown Haven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up. Along with a team of experts, Brown Haven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website, brownhavenhomes.com, servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia. brownhavenhomes.com for more information. Brown Haven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
All right, 654 Roar is the number on the Vibe broadband phones. We have a lot to get to today. 961-566 on the text line as well. Kelly, I don't know how much you've gotten to, like, because you came in on two wheels, and of course Jimmy John's beat you here, so you got what you got to do there.
I ordered it right as we landed in GSP.
The good news is, I know you're coming in with an Ingles salad. Or a sandwich, or if you don't come in with food, I know Jimmy John's is coming. So when I saw Jimmy John's at the door, I thought, I know what this is.
I would be there shortly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't worry.
I know where our window is. We're fine. So I don't know if you've gotten to fully digest these comments. I'm not sure anybody's gotten a chance to fully digest it because he said a lot of stuff and people have commented on him real time. What is your big picture takeaway from Jim Phillips basically saying, you know what, as a league, we don't feel that now is the right time to expand at all until we address some of these certain issues.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Brett says he doesn't think Jim Phillips is a leader. I think this stance is you're definitely not being a follower. This stance is completely different than most other leagues and especially different than overall public opinion. So if he was just a follower and just went along with whatever was popular, whatever was going on, he wouldn't be taking this kind of stance. Now, I feel like we need to debunk the myth or the general narrative that expansion of the playoff is good no matter what. Like, I feel like if you're anti-expansion at this point, you are just, you're a terrible person and you don't believe in getting more teams in. You don't believe in letting more teams flourish and everything. If you don't believe in expansion, you're terrible. And that's not true. I think people can give logical reasons as to why the playoff doesn't need to expand. Do I think the playoff needs to expand? No. Would I mind seeing it expand to 8? No, I would like that. I think 12 is too much, but I think you can be someone who loves college football and also put together a very logical argument as to why the playoff is fine at 4. So people are trying to use that and attack Phillips for that, which makes sense. That's already going to happen. But the thing that I disagree with him, or not disagree, but I'm not sure I believe it, where he says this is not about Notre Dame. It is about Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame is totally
and
a factor here.
He has to answer it that way. And with all due respect to John Swofford, Jim Phillips, his one goal should be getting Notre Dame in. And if he does that, he will have impacted the ACC with that decision more than Swofford did in all of his time, probably. Because I think it would be that monumental. I know Swofford did a lot of things. He did a lot of things. And a lot of it was just the overall evolution of college athletics and the ACC going along with it. But Notre Dame would be... not that the ACC needs saving. I don't think it does, but Notre Dame would ensure that the ACC is going to be completely fine for the foreseeable future, no matter what happens. It would be such a huge accomplishment if he can get that done. So virtually I think almost everything he does is about Notre Dame. But he's not going to say that because he can't.
All right. I'm going to... I don't want to say this. I really don't. It gives me no great joy to say it. I know Clemson people will probably take joy in it, but I'm going to say it. Especially on the heels of Brett sort of doing the defense of John Swofford and saying he's not a big fan of what Jim Phillips has done so far. The reality is Jim Phillips hasn't done much because he hasn't been on the job very long. And you could also talk about the alliance is something that's rather hokey. I know there are folks who sort of laughed at that and have laughed at everything Jim Phillips has done and really have laughed at everything that everyone has done except Greg Sankey, who is the great be-all, end-all. He's essentially the Dalai Lama of college football right now to many in the commentariat. Here's what Jim Phillips inherited, okay? A long-term media rights deal that is garbage. Especially when you consider that the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12 and the Pac 12 and everybody else are about to renegotiate deals in the very short term. He got a media rights deal. If you recall the terrible media rights deal that the Braves got when all the other Major League Baseball franchises were getting huge, massive bumps because revenue spiked and the Braves were stuck in a contract because they wanted the longevity. That's what the ACC is in right now. So, whereas Greg Sankey and Kevin Warren and George Klyavkov and even Bob Bowles being the commissioners of the American and all this, they can renegotiate those media deals. The ACC can't do that till like 2037.
Well, yeah, I think it's 2036 officially. And the main reason that media deal exists is that Swofford really wanted to launch the ACC network.
Yes.
And for that to be his lasting legacy. I personally am a fan of that, but... That was the give and take with that deal.
That's right. I want to talk about this some more because there are more ways where he inherited a bad situation and has had to basically play poker with a losing hand with a bunch of these high
plus
rollers.
Plus COVID.
Yes. We'll talk about that plus a lots of nonsense in hour